Because you get up early, Jeff Sloan has to get up early to host the Pre-W Smith Show. And that's what you are listening to now on 760 WJR.
And I'm happy to get up early to do this. How cool. It's fun to do and enlightening and inspiring. And we're happy to bring you interviews and other just tidbits and nuggets of information that can help you get your day started, help you get pointed in the right direction and make it a great day and beyond. And so one of those guys in our community here that's helping, always helping, looking at the issues, looking at the tough issues. He's a guy that's got something to say and not afraid to say it. He's also a guy now leading Tech Town. He's the president and CEO of Tech Town. He's vice president for economic development at Wayne State University. His name is Ned Stabler. We know him well. We appreciate him. And we've got him right here on our show this morning. Ned's going to talk about the success and the outcome, the results of the Hatch Detroit, the Comerica Hatch Detroit contest, which focuses on awarding the top local merchants. Those are the, you know, whether it's a restaurant concept or a restaurant, whether it's a local merchant, whatever it may be. Main Street is critically important to economic development in any given region. And the Hatch Detroit, Comerica Hatch Detroit contest focuses on just that. As I said, we've got Ned Stabler here to tell us about it. Ned.
Thanks, Jeff. So we officially announced the Hatch Tech Town partnership back in March, but it was long time coming. You know, Hatch has been around for more than a decade. It was the brainchild of Nick Gorga, and then Vittoria Katansky has been the executive director of it for the last decade. And last summer, they came to us and said, look, we're thinking about winding down. We don't think we have the capacity to continue to do this, but we know that Tech Town, as the largest and most stable business support organization in the ecosystem, is already working with so many of our clients. In fact, a third of the finalists for Hatch over the years had been Tech Town clients. And so they said, could this be a potential home? So we explored it, and it just made perfect sense for us. You know, they're the premier business plan competition, and we're the premier business support organization. So putting them together made a ton of sense. So they actually went ahead and dissolved their 501c3. We've picked up the programming and are going to run with it over the years because it's got such a great brand and such a great history of helping small businesses.
It really does. And this is specifically focused on retail. So it's got a real tight focus and an important niche to focus on these days. We know how much Main Street merchants of various kinds are faring these days. You know, first it was all the threats by Amazon and big box retailers, category killers. It's coming at us right and left. Then comes the pandemic. But lo and behold, there are still winners out there for sure on Main Street. And consumers are starting to return with a real focus, a real sense of desire to be on Main Street these days. And I use that term loosely, regardless of what street it is. You know, it's the local merchant, local retail, local dining. So tell us about the focus specifically of Hatch and how the contest works.
Well, I tell you, I've always said that if I have faith in one thing, I have faith in the American consumer to spend money. If you can get a hold of it, it's going to spend it.
Thank God for that. Amen.
Thank God for that.
Yes.
Absolutely. I mean, it created new challenges as the pandemic hit because, you know, brick and mortar wasn't necessarily open for a variety of reasons, or people weren't comfortable going into them. So you had to get, you know, an online presence and get your e-commerce on point. But people were still spending. In fact, a lot of places did remarkably well during the pandemic if they could make that transition and use that channel effectively. But this competition is sort of twofold. It works with a public input concept. So we do a lot of voting. And I think 20,000 people or so voted in this round through two rounds. So first we whittle it down to some semifinalists and then finalists through the voting process. And then we have an in-person pitch session with, you know, really esteemed judges, both entrepreneurs and folks who are funding and supporting entrepreneurs. We have a great big event we call the Hatch Off, and we just had it last week. It was amazing. Place was jammed. We had overflow viewing, and the five finalists got to pitch, and we chose a winner.
Wow. And the winner is?
The winner is Little Liberia, which is going to be the first Liberian restaurant in the city of Detroit. It's Afrofusion pop, very cool. Liberian cuisine is sort of a mix of African cuisines and European cuisines, all the imperialistic aspects, as well as antebellum African-American Southern cuisine. A cool, fun, and funky twist to it as well.
Sounds cool, fun, and funky indeed, Ned. And I love the story behind the business, the chef and entrepreneur, Amina Marhaba. She was named the winner, picked up a $100,000 check, lots of valuable services to make sure that her business really rocks here in Detroit. We want to make sure that she, just told an incredible story behind the business. Amina, in her pitch to the judges panel, the final pitch, I believe it was very emotional and passionate, told her story of recently losing her father. He brought his family to the United States from post-war Liberia for a second chance in life. Her mom, she says, taught her a lot about not forgetting where she came from, not forgetting about her culture, and not forgetting about what her roots are. You know, I love that. People like that, first of all, they not only bring a great business, a great experience for people living and working here in Detroit to be able to enjoy, but more than that, it adds to the cultural diversity here in the city, in the area, and it's just such a great story all the way around. Really great. And look, you know, once these businesses do get hatched, Ned, we want to make sure they survive and thrive. And you guys are doing such a great job to make that happen.
That's a huge part of it. You know, we always say it's easy to become an entrepreneur. It's not easy to become a successful entrepreneur. You know, anybody can start a business in, 50 minutes online. You can go and, set up your LLC and do all that.
Sure.
But we don't want that. We want folks who are going to be successful. And that is certainly a much harder part of the equation. So the beauty of Hatch and Tech Town is that you become part of a family. So there is this network and support system of not only advisors, but also your peers. So, for example, Amina at Little Liberia has been getting mentored and coached by Mamba Hambisi from Baobab Fair, who was a previous Hatch winner about 5 years ago, who was recently named the best new restaurant by the Free Benauer Detroit and all those for his restaurant Baobab Fair, which is right on Grand Boulevard and Woodward. I highly recommend you go. I'm there like once a week. It's amazing food. But so creating that network of folks who've been there, who've done that, that can tell you where to find a new supplier, how to handle a issue with your wait staff or your back of the house, or to handle operations or whatever, is really essential to the success of entrepreneurs.
All right. This year's Comerica Hatch Detroit contest now in the record books, powered by Tech Town.
And I want to make sure one shout out gets into Comerica Bank, which has been supporting this contest for its entire time. It is technically the Comerica Hatch Detroit contest, powered by Tech Town. Comerica provided $100,000 of prize money to help these folks get off the ground and really was supportive when Hatch approached Tech Town about combining our efforts. Comerica really embraced that partnership because they saw the benefits of it, and they doubled down and said, absolutely, we want to make a long-term commitment to this partnership because we're committed to helping the small businesses of Detroit. And all of the Linda Nosby and all of the Comericans have been absolute champions for this program.
Hey, Ned Stabler, thanks so much. We appreciate it. You're the president and CEO of Tech Town, just a cornerstone organization in our community here. Ned, thanks so much.
Thanks, Jeff. Always glad to be here.
Okay, congratulations again to Amina Marhaba, winner of this year's, the 10th annual, by the way, Comerica Hatch Detroit Contest, powered by Tech Town. Back with more in a minute right here on the Pre-W. Smith Show.